This ASA educational podcast is being brought to you by the Soy Checkoff. U.S. soybean farmers depend on a reliable and efficient transportation system to move soybeans from the farm to their customers. The roads, rails, and barges, critical to the soybean industry, are part of an aging infrastructure that faces delays, shutdowns, and overcapacity issues. Dwayne Ford, United Soybean Board Director, explains the current state of the U.S. transportation system.
U.S. highway, rail, and waterway systems are in a major need of repair and expansion. In fact, many of our current locks and dams on the Mississippi and Illinois rivers are more than 50 years old and had little or no improvements. As this aging waterway system deteriorates, more pressure is on the rail and highway systems to move our U.S. shipments.
In North Dakota, increased dependence on the railroads to move freight and competition with booming domestic industries is driving up the cost to ship by rail, which equals lower prices for U.S. soybean farmers, according to Mike Appert, a North Dakota soybean farmer.
We have a rail issue in North Dakota trying to get our soybean beans to export. The Bakken oil field has consumed a lot of capacity off our rail system. So the grains are trying to compete with that. It's caused some delays and some late shipments and some higher freight costs.
This year's expected record-setting soybean crop is creating additional stress on the overloaded transportation system, says Ford.
This year's record U.S. soybean crop is creating additional pressures on the U.S. soy transportation system. Many farmers are experiencing long waits to unload their grain due to the elevators being unable to obtain rail cars to move grain to the river system or to their final export destinations. In turn, more trucks are on the highway systems to help move grain to their destinations. Some elevators are even shutting down early due to the facilities being filled to capacity and may not be able to move grain out of the elevators.
Appert, who is also a director on the Soy Transportation Coalition, says losses due to transportation issues can be devastating.
We raised about 500,000 bushels of soybeans, and so if our basis is 40 cents wider than what it was, I mean, that's $200,000. On corn, you know, if our basis is 50 cents worse than normal, and we raise about 750,000 bushels, so that's about 375,000. You know, just on my farm alone, it's over $500,000 impact.
Ford says that in addition to lower prices at home, the deteriorating U.S. transportation system may cause the U.S. to lose its competitive advantage in the global export market.
Brazil and Argentina continue to spend millions of dollars to improve their infrastructure system while the U.S. is just somewhat maintaining their system. One of the main competitive advantages the U.S. agriculture has had has been our infrastructure system. And if we fail to maintain or improve our infrastructure system, we're going to lose our competitive advantage, and this is what's happening at the current time.
The Soy Checkoff, the American Soybean Association, and the Soy Transportation Coalition work together to raise awareness of transportation issues and encourage investment in the U.S. transportation infrastructure. For more information, visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been an ASA educational podcast presented by the Soy Checkoff.